Sims.
Hey, Pastor Ben, where is Sims' box to stand on while she's speaking? Because she's not, no, look, why? Watch this. Can you see her? Yeah. You can see her? Okay, I underestimated you. I mean, overestimated you. Okay, let Drea pray in. And then
woo,
we'll...
I am. Hallelujah.
Nick, I'm sorry. I thought, you know.
We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Can I ask you to stand one more time? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you for this day, dear Jesus. We thank you for every family member that showed up on today, dear Jesus, and those that are listening abroad, dear Lord. And we just thank you, dear Lord, for a community of saints, dear Jesus, coming together to worship you, dear Lord, to listen to your word, dear Lord, to fellowship, dear Jesus, in spirit and in truth, dear Lord. Yes. We pray over Pastor Sandy, dear Lord. We pray over the word today, dear Jesus, that you continue to speak to him and through him, dear Lord. Let the word be a revelation to us, dear Lord. Let it be made plain, dear Jesus, and let it land on solid ground today, dear Lord. As we continue to grow in you, we thank you, dear Lord, for your ever presence, dear Lord. We pray that it reaches those, dear Lord. As Pastor Ben said today, dear Lord, that they're working on a working relationship with you. And don't get caught up on a dream of a rapture that you have not properly prepared for.
Say that.
In Jesus' name, we thank you and we bless you. Amen.
Amen. Okay, here, Sam. Sam's gonna speak a little bit, Pastor Dan. And see, that's why I was worried. I was like, this thing is too big.
Oh, that's what you... Oh, okay.
She's good. So, here, stand here so we can see her. Are you gonna be able to see her?
Yeah,
got it. You got the camera set on her? Okay.
She's good.
Introduce yourself, Sam, first, to them, to those guys.
My name is Sim Brin. I come from Brookfield, Connecticut. Me and my husband, Nick, we didn't follow Pastor Dan and Pastor Sandy about for 2 years now. So, and very helpful for us, like spiritual growing, and help my husband for mentally, emotionally stronger, and you know, get healed for anxiety.
Yeah.
So he's very strong with the Lord, and yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Praise God. Okay. Yeah. Now, I want you guys to hear a little bit of Sim's testimony, okay? And so, you're not nervous, are you?
No.
No, good, good. Okay. Put this on, pin that on so they can hear you. Don't forget to give it back when you're done. Or you go hold it. And, and then we'll get started. I'll be back and get started. But just relax and just say what you have to say, because I want them to hear.
Yeah, I'm getting little nervous, but I want to say that actually, basically, I come from Vietnam and go by boat since 1979. And then I landed in United States. So I grown up with like Buddhism, with, you know, like culture wise. So my life is not that smooth for 30 something years, right? And one day I have a couple that they come to, because I have little business in the mall, and then they come and try to preach the, you know, Jesus and every, you know, to me. So, but I know they are Jehovah Witness and thing like that. So I say I will listen all the teaching from Jesus. I applied into my life, but I'm not convinced, right, at first. And they keep coming and I keep listening. I keep, you know, use whatever I learned from Jesus, And then one day, another lady come to me and she tried to buy stuff from me, but she keeps saying, you know, like, I'm the victim of crime and everything, but she keeps saying that the word of God, and I'm like, but she keep mumbling. So I say, okay, I try to listen to her, but afterward, coming short, that I know that Jesus sent the angel to touching me.
Yeah.
Right? So, and after that, like, my family broken and business going, you know, it's very tough time. And one day I just feel like, Lord, you have to tell me what I have to do. And certainly, like, he just coming and in my life.
Yeah.
He come in my life and I say, I have to do something to give back to people. And one day I'm at the chiropractor office to get massage treatment for my lower back. And suddenly my whole body is so heated. And I say, that's it. I know what I want to do in my future. And back then I have 4 daughters getting ready in college. And as a single mom, I'm like, okay, Lord, I want to do something that I can make good money to help my kid to through the college, and then, but also I can give back to people, healing people. And yeah, and I pray that I can go to medical field, not like a spa setting. So he did, and that time, 2 years, full-time job, one full-time job, one part-time job, and go to school for 2 years. So in 2 years, I slept only 2 hours a day. But I know he with me. That's why I have that strength and energy to keep moving. So, and then right after I finished the school, and just random friend, that they refer me to the chiropractor office to work.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Right into the medical field.
Wow.
And right after that, he showed me a way, so I renting a room in the PT office, like a physical therapy office. So I've been work there, and I keep praying every single body on the table that received Jesus healing.
Yeah.
So then he just healing one after another. So I become like knowing from our local like doctor and orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah.
They so amazed that I can heal people that bone spur and frozen shoulder and.
Wow.
Yeah, so I make joke with my client. I say, you know what, Kevin, I can heal your muscle, ligament, tendon, but the bone I can't see.
Right.
So I pray the Lord that he grind for you,
wow,
inside you, right?
Right.
So Silverman, he like do like his worker go back home, so he don't trust anyone. He do by himself. So he use all the, you know, electrical equipment, so all vibration irritate his shoulder. And he come, he says, Sim, it's not you, but I have to get cortisone shot, right? And he go there and he say, yeah, I need surgery. And the surgeon say, what make you changing your mind? He say, yeah, my lady say, she can do everything except the bone. You do the bone, so and she can take care of everything for me. And then he said, okay, so let me order the new MRI first. But after he got shot, and the surgeon said, okay, let me do the quick x-ray to see where it is. And after that, he shake his hand. He said, you're not candidate anymore. He said, what? He said, why? What's wrong now? And he said, I don't know. But the bone is just grind off. Praise the Lord.
Right.
The Lord do the work. The work, yeah. And he said, so what do you want me to do? And he said, yeah, just go back to the lady, do whatever she do, she do it. Yeah. But another story is that He, in family, he said that his heritage with the medication, the blood pressure over 200 is normal. I said, that's not normal. So I keep praying, and I joke with him too. And I say, yeah, the Lord help you that you get normal. And one day, he kind of like dizzy, but you know, like they keep testing him and cut the medication and still get dizzy. And then he checked himself, 100 over 60. I say, hallelujah, that's you, Lord. It's you, only you can do that because no medication, but still like get back to normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so actually I can stay here all day long to talk all about testimony, but go back to my personal, like I have a house like cross street from the water, right? So a lot of tree like blocking the water view. And every day I stay on the porch, I say, you know, I wish this all these trees go away, you know, so I can see them. And suddenly I say, you know what? To God, nothing impossible. That's right. Your will. So I say, oh, you, Lord, you can do that for me, right? So I can enjoy the view.
Yeah.
Right? And suddenly, I think like 3-4 years ago, the Northeastern, we have like Michael Bush.
Uh-huh.
In New York and Connecticut area. And that time they lift up all the root.
Ooh.
Yeah, even my backyard, I have like 8 feet root lift up.
Oh.
Yeah, because I pray for. Yeah, because I want to do the curtain drain on my backyard to prevent the water going in the house. And then the contractor said, yeah, but this tree is away. I don't know how to do it. I said, Lord, I trust you. You know, nothing impossible. That lift up that tree.
Yes.
Amen. So I'm like, yes. So what I want to say is like, we have faith. We trust in the Lord, but we have to rely on him. We live in him, but for me, that to him, I remember, I can't remember what verses, but you know, God would, Jesus is the living God.
Yeah.
But when you trust him, it is.
Yeah.
He is the living God, like because every morning I read Jesus calling, right? And then like sometimes you have questions, you know, wondering, and I read it and that's, he talked to me.
Yeah.
And he confirmed with me all the scripture underneath. I follow the Bible.
Yeah.
And surround, you know that he answer you. You get answer from there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I just want to everybody, like whoever unbelief, believe or lukewarm.
Yeah.
To, you know, like more strong relationship, personal relationship with him, and you see the miracle, the impossible he do for us.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me have
I can't take it out.
I told you, that's why I said, don't forget to give it back. Hallelujah. I was so excited when Sim said she was coming to Long Beach. So she flew into San Diego. She thought it was like, I'll just fly into San Diego, then I'll just come to the church. Like, no, you can't just come to the church from San Diego. So she looked at it. She said, it's 2 hours from here. So I'd like to thank her friends for bringing her today.
Amen.
I really appreciate you guys bringing her down. What's your name? Albert and Gina, okay. And they went to school with your husband, right? With Nick, okay. All right, Nick, you got to see your wife, even though she's not there, so thank God.
Amen.
Okay, my beautiful people. That's not a problem, because it's a very to-the-point message that the Lord has for you guys today. Where is Abigail? Is she in the room? Me and Abigail asked me right behind the camera. Abigail asked me what's the message today, And then I told her, you know, kind of like Billy Dee Williams, I said, you've been waiting a long time, baby. Because, but I changed it to Dodi, because Dodi means my beloved in Hebrew, okay? So you've been waiting a long time, Dodi. And because that's basically what, you know, or the Lord was telling me, I know my church has been waiting a long time, and I want you to give them this message, you know. So I said, well, you have to show them, because a lot of people start teaching things, and the problem with YouTube is they pay people, so it's like, yeah. I'll say anything for a check, you know. Yeah. So. So a lot of people come in and they have all these charts and these things, and then they get a 500, you know, subscribers, and then, you know, now they're getting a check, and then it's like they got to come up with something every week, you know, or else they won't get their subscribers and they won't get their views and they won't get their check. So people come up with stuff all the time, and then people send it to me, and then I have to look at it and go, no, this is wrong, but, you know. So, but I wanted you guys to know from everything that we've been teaching for the last, 3 weeks or so, concerning this spring and this 2021 year, which is still 2021 in Hebrew, until April 2nd. And I am trying to explain to people what the Lord is showing me. So the Lord said, take them through this quick Bible study, let them see for themselves, and then you can judge for yourself, okay? So if you guys are ready, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Okay. Now the Lord told me you can't start there. So we're going to be starting at the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Let's go there first. The Gospel of John, chapter 11. Now, this is information that you can write down because you need to know this for yourself. This is like the Bible says, precept upon precept, line upon line, right? I'm not going to tell you something if it's not a witness from other scriptures that this is what happens, okay? I'm sticking to what God's showing me, and I want you to know and understand the times you're living in, because we can get hopeful and we can say, oh, there won't be a third world war and everything will go back to normal and la, 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 la. You can do that all you want, but I'm trying to explain to you the Bible controls the world. The world does not control the Bible.
Amen.
Okay? The Bible tells the world when Israel will be back. The Bible tells the world when Israel will get to Jerusalem. The Bible tells the world what's going on. The Bible told the world when you get the cryptocurrency, make it 666. The Bible told the world that, okay? So understand, the Bible controls the narrative in the world. The world is not controlling the Bible. So if you're in the Gospel of John chapter 11, and it says, now a man named Lazarus was sick, and he was from Bethany. Bethany means dry figs, okay? Or a place of misery, okay? So Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. This Mary, who laid sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So The sister sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick. And when he heard this, Jesus says, this sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's son may be glorified through it. Okay? So, I want you guys to know and understand why God uses certain names for everything, okay? In the Bible, there are a lot of names. The names will tell you why God named this person this, because you may think that you got your name on your own. God made sure you have the name because he's telling a story through your name, okay? And so Lazarus' name is Greek. The Lazarus is Greek for Eleazar. You understand? So Eleazar means God's helper. And Jesus told the church, I'm going away, but I'm going to send you a helper, okay? And so wait for the help that is going to come from above. Now, Lazarus is dead at this moment, but he's in a place called misery and dead figs, okay? That's what Bethany means. So earth to the Holy Spirit is miserable place, and the figs that are supposed to be ripe are dried like dates, okay? So this is where the Holy Spirit is. So this is why God is using Lazarus to tell you something that's going to happen before spring, okay? So let's continue. I don't want to read this whole story because I want to make this short. So eventually he does go to where Lazarus is. But after he hears about Lazarus being sick, he's like, okay, you know. He waits there two more days, and then he finally gets to where Lazarus is on the fourth day. And once he gets there, they're saying, hey, if you had been here, he wouldn't have died. And he's like, I'm the resurrection and the life. Don't worry about it. He's going to live, right? So Jesus is trying to explain to him, in me is life, and I'm going to raise him from the grave. So he goes to the tomb on the fourth day. Now, I need to explain to you that 2017 was the 6,000th year. That was the scheduled time. 18, 19, 20, and 21 is 4 years from that time, okay? On the fourth day, he goes to the tomb, and he doesn't go in and raise him or say, he speaks from outside, Lazarus, come forth. He commands him. Now, is he commanding Lazarus or is he commanding Eleazar? Because Jesus is Hebrew and he knows that's a Greek form for Eleazar.
Yeah.
Okay? So on the fourth day, God is telling Eleazar, it's over. You don't have to be where the dry figs are anymore and the miserable place. Come forward. And when he comes forward, who is Eleazar supposed to bring with him?
Bride.
The bride. Now, when Eleazar in the Old Testament of Genesis chapter 29, Abraham tells Eleazar, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go and find a wife for my son, Isaac. And I need you to make sure that you do not get a wife from the Canaanites, get a wife from his own people. So I want you to go. And Eleazar says, well, do you want me to bring her, bring your son there? Or he says, no, you bring her back here. Okay. So Eleazar goes on a journey to find Isaac a wife. His name is the Helper. His name is the Holy Spirit. Does this story sound similar to one we're going through right now?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit is here for one purpose. He can't leave without a bride for the Son. And I keep trying to tell people over and over and over again, I don't care where you're in the Bible is about a marriage that must take place between the Son of God and the bride, okay? Between the second Adam and the bride, okay? So the whole Bible is about this wedding. Now, Eleazar finds this bride and he convinces her to come back and marry Isaac, whom she never seen. So now Isaac one day decides, I think I'm going to go down south, Dad, and into the Negev and hang out there. So he's down there, and the Bible says he's meditating, and he sees Eleazar coming up, and he has the bride with him on the camel. And she says, who is that? And he says, oh, that's my master's son whom you've agreed to marry. So they meet, and then they, in Negev, down south, and they go back up north, and the wedding takes place, and everything is done, okay? So understand, the Holy Spirit is here to retrieve a bride. Yeah. It may take him some time to convince you to marry somebody you have never seen, okay? Because this is about God and the church, because everyone who becomes a believer in Christ becomes a part of the bride. And so now he's here and he's trying to wait. He's waiting for the proper time to take you back. Okay. Now go to chapter 12. Okay. Cause now he's already raised Eleazar, but the Bible wants you to know something. And thank you, Gigi, for sending this to me. It says 6 days before Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, and Jesus had raised him from the dead. So it says 6 days before when? Passover. So you mean the Holy Spirit's getting called out of the dead, miserable place when? 6 days. This is 6 days before Passover. It doesn't matter how soon it's going to be before Passover. God wants you to know that this event happens 6 days. Okay. And when is Passover this year? About the 16th, 17th of April. But the event happens before Passover. Okay, go back to John chapter 2. You there? It says on the third day there was a wedding in Cana. In Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had been invited to the wedding. When the wine had gone, was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why did you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servant, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, okay? Then the Bible lets you know, the kind used for Jews for ceremonial washing, and each holding 20 to 30 gallons. So as we've learned already, the reason it tells you they're ceremonial water jars is because these ceremonial jars are used for the washing after a woman gives birth. So they fill these water jars up so that the woman can use it in cleaning and everything and helping with the woman and the child. Yeah. Okay? So just by letting you know these 6 jars are there, he's saying a birth is about to happen. Yeah. Now the church gets birthed out of the world. You don't understand that. Israel is also going to be birthed, but not until the end of the tribulation, but the church gets birthed out of the world. This is the prophecy that's in Revelation chapter 12, that this child is born. And in Isaiah 66 verse 8, that says Israel has a child before she goes into labor. So all of this is telling you now there's a wedding going on, But at the same time, a child is being birthed. Okay? Now watch this. Then it says 20 to 30 gallons. Now, if you say if it was 20 gallons times what? 20 gallons, and you got six jars, that would be 120, which is the Hebrew word for pillars. You know the pillars that Samson pushed out, and no judgment can come until we get the pillars out of the way. And it's the same word that you use for congregation, church. So the church has to be pushed out of the way. And the other word that says here, the 130, for the 180, meaning 30, is for the word nosiah in Hebrew, which means to travel or to leave or to depart. Now, you can lelek it in Hebrew, which means that you walk, but it doesn't use that. Whatever way they're leaving here is not by foot.
Right.
You understand?
Yeah.
So in telling you how many jars there are and how many gallons there are, it's a Hebrew code for telling you this has to do with the church. This has to do with leaving. This has to do with the birthing of a child. But it's a wedding going on, and all of this is happening. So God is letting you know once again. Now, let's go to, let's see where that scripture is.
10 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to make sure. Okay, let's go down to, I'm just going to keep reading. Okay, it says, Jesus said to the servant, fill the jars with water. So they filled the jars with water. Then he told them, now draw some of the water out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew then. Then he called for the bridegroom and asked, everyone brings out the choice wine first and then the cheaper wine after the guests have too much to drink. But you have saved the best wine for last. Jesus saving the best for last. This is the first of the miracle signs Jesus performed.